Good nutrition is the foundation to good health. Or to put it more simple, no nutrition, no health, as Bob Marley would have said. Poor diet is one of the most important risk factors for the global burden of disease. We can't have attainment of good health without good nutrition. If we in the past, as I, when I was working in Africa, was mainly challenged by malnutrition in children, we are today facing a growing epidemic of poor diet and low physical activity, leading to overweight, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and other non-communicable diseases and risk factors. My own experience, as I said, going from the malnutrition situation that I saw in Africa, working in China for some years ago, seeing young men in the age of 35 to 40 lying at hospital with a stroke because of hypertension due to risk factors as overweight, high salt intake, low physical activity. We have a double burden, both with the malnutrition as well as with the overweight. At the same time, we have to avoid now, because it should be seen as a flavor of the month to just focus on one thing, we also need to address the continuing problem with malnutrition. So, my point is that the nutrition and health threats have actually expanded and worsened. And it will not go away by itself. We need to address it urgently now and in the future. Improving nutritional status requires adequate provision of food and nutrients. I don't need to tell you, you're well aware of that. But what we need to take an approach is throughout the life cycle. We usually do it as on a point measure. But we have to think about the life cycle of an individual, understanding that nutrition, good nutrition and good health should follow throughout the life of a person, from being an infant to being an aging citizen. If we can do that, we can create optimal health and a psychosocial environment. Currently, the food supply is not aligned to the needs of the world's population. Improving the diet requires that the demand and the supply of food are aligned to dietary and nutritional goals. We don't see that today. The current evolution of the food system is having a severe impact on the environment. I'll come back to that. And if we don't address that, we're not going to have it a sustainable environment in the future. The health sector and the food sector need to work together. And that's why I'm so happy to sit here with FAO, representing WHO, that we hand in hand can work together on these important goals. We need to have a constructive dialogue, as I expect you to have in the now coming 3 days, or 2 to 3 days. So we can support and guide the economic development in the world, see that development is compatible with good health and a sustainable environment. Mr. Graziano has already mentioned the problem we have with food waste. Let me just touch on it for a few seconds, because it is an alarming situation. Today, it is estimated that up to 30 to 50% of all foods produced in the world are actually not consumed. It's wasted. In developing countries, we see that waste happens early in the food production chain, while in the high-income countries, most of the waste takes place in the households. Colleagues, friends, we cannot afford to throw away 30 to 50% of edible foods. It's an economic and health problem. There is a global commitment to improve diet and nutrition, expressed through our governing bodies like the World Health Assembly resolutions, but also through the political declaration of the high-level meeting of the General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Nutrition and non-communicable diseases is like this, hand in hand. That's why in 2012, the World Health Assembly set 6 global nutrition targets to be achieved by 2025. To reduce wasting and stunting in children, anemia in women, and low birth weight, as well as to reduce overweight in children. The World Health Assembly this year, 2013, agreed on targets to reduce the mortality from non-communicable diseases and establish one global target in the area of diet, and that was the reduction of salt sodium intake. It also recommended to monitor overweight in adolescents and adults and fat intake in the whole population. The declaration of the high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, endorsed in 2011, included a call to the governments, to you, the governments you are representing, to reduce salt, sugar, and saturated fats and eliminate industrial-produced trans fats in foods, and to call to manufacturers to produce and promote more food products consistent with a healthy diet. Finally, a few words about the upcoming International Congress on Consultation on Nutrition. It is a golden opportunity with the second ICN to develop and strengthen policies in the food system, which would be the platform, or could be the platform, to achieve future health and environmental goals. That's why WHO is fully committed to this process. This is also why WHO and FAO have joined forces and working now closely together to create opportunities and a forum for policy discussion on how to make the food system to better respond to the needs of the world population. We're pleased to have governments represented at this meeting, taking a lead role, but advised by technical experts to formulate the future agenda so we can move from knowledge into action. And as I said, WHO is fully committed to this process in the preparation of the second International Conference on Nutrition. Thank you.